This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to get a little frank and uncomfortable now. Women listeners, how much money do you make? And if you have a male partner, does he make more or less? As women have climbed higher into the workforce, our pay has grown. And with that, some pretty complex financial and emotional dynamics emerge. Farnoosh Torabi has written a book about this. It's called When She Makes More, 10 Rules for Breadwinning Women. Thanks for coming back to Marketplace Money.
Thanks for having me, Lizzie.
Why did you decide to write this book?
Initially, I wanted to write this book to answer my own questions. I'm the breadwinner in my marriage, have always been in our relationship. And while at the beginning it sort of seemed innocuous to me, who cares who's bringing home the bigger paycheck, as our relationship got more serious and as my family got involved and I started to also think about our future together, I realized our relationship had some unique complexities simply because I was the one bringing home a bigger paycheck. And as a journalist, I started to really get fascinated by a lot of the data out there, looking at this as a sort of macro trend where we see women are now 40% of the breadwinners in this country. There have been plenty of media reports on the trend, plenty of great books, but nothing really offering these couples solutions. Because as it is, I wasn't alone. There are a lot of complexities, unique ones, facing couples with this particular financial dynamic that go unspoken. And I wanted to sort of bring them to surface.
You tell a story about when you tell your mother, I'm gonna be the breadwinner here. Describe it for me.
She was less than optimistic. I believe her exact response was, I just hope you don't have to struggle. I think what she was concerned about wasn't so much where we were currently in our relationship. Who cares when you're just two people? I didn't really appreciate her forecast at the time. But now, of course, having our first kid soon in June, I can see where I'm anticipating being torn, where I know that if we want to maintain our lifestyle the way that I've constructed it, thanks to my income, that it's going to take, you know, just being that hamster on the wheel, that I may not be able to slow it down as much as I'd like in order to pay more attention to my family. It's kind of, we'll see how it goes.
Some people might look at this book and think it is only for rich women or women at the top of the income scale. You're shaking your head.
It's not. In fact, I wanted to make that clear from the very beginning, and it's in the very first few pages of the book, that sure, there are women out there, the Sheryl Sandbergs, who are making great money, who are making above six figures, well-educated. And they certainly comprise part of this demographic. But let's not also forget that there are single mothers that comprise this demographic. And then there are working class families. And frankly, you may not be the breadwinner right now in your relationship, the female breadwinner, but that could change. And we've seen that happen unexpectedly for women in this country, especially during the recession, and still maintaining that role. I think it's been especially challenging for couples who didn't anticipate the financial dynamic flipping.
What are your 10 rules?
Well, you'll have to read the book to know all the 10 rules. But I would say my favorite rules in this book, if I had to pick three, one is level the financial playing field. I talk about money early on in the book. I think that money has always been a point of contention in relationship, but when she makes more, the stakes are higher. Money can sometimes wrongfully equal power. And if she's holding the bigger paycheck, it can easily make the man feel less than, like he's not providing, like he's emasculated. It's not her fault, but it's something certainly to recognize. And there are ways to financially address that, to level the financial playing field, but also to address the emotions. And all the tips are in that chapter. Cater to the male brain, a controversial chapter, perhaps.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Really, that's about respecting the relationship. It's respecting and understanding that your male partner has male-specific needs and the way that he likes to be communicated to. And this is all stuff that I've learned from relationship experts and behavioral experts and therapists, that broadly speaking, you know, men are men, women are women. And just as we women like to be communicated to in a specific way to feel engaged and to feel like we want to step up and help, men have similar vocabulary that they like to hear, a certain way of asking them to do things. So if you want to make your life easier as a breadwinning woman and you want to make your husband feel more like a provider, help him feel more like a provider, this chapter offers some tools. And then I love the chapter on domestic drudgery and how to avoid that. It's called Buy Yourself a Wife. The point there being that, you know, as breadwinning women, surveys show that we actually take on more housework than women who make less. I think psychologically, we feel that we need to still maintain some semblance of the olden days and to sort of, you know, the domestic domain has forever, has been up until now, even still, led by women. You can't go through your life, though, you know, juggling work and work, focusing on the paycheck and then coming home to deal with, you know, cleaning toilets. It's just not going to work out. You're going to burn out. So this chapter talks about how to manage the housework in such a way that feels equitable. It's not about getting to 50-50, but how to feel like you're putting in what you feel is right and fair, and what your partner feels is right and fair, and whatever either of you doesn't want to manage or take care of, how to outsource it affordably.
Farnoosh Torabi is the author of When She Makes More, 10 Rules for Breadwinning Women. Thanks so much, Farnoosh.
Thanks, Lizzie.